This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
It's estimated that Americans see about 3,000 ads every day.
And that's not a good thing, says Gene Kilbourne, the author of Killing Us Softly and Too Sexy Too Soon and other writings critical of the advertising industry, says much of the power of advertising today comes from the widespread assumption that it isn't affecting us.
Just about everyone feels personally exempt from the influence of advertising. Well, I don't pay attention to ads. I just tune them out. They have no effect on me. And I often joke that I hear this most often from people wearing Abercrombie t-shirts. The more logos on a person, the more they swear they're not influenced by advertising. And I don't think that we're brainwashed, but you can't grow up in America and not be influenced by advertising. Its influence is quick and it's cumulative, and for the most part, it's subconscious. And to a great extent, the advertisers depend on this feeling of not being influenced, because it means we're not on guard and they can more easily get beneath the radar. The editor-in-chief of Advertising Age once said that only 8% of an ad's message is received by the conscious mind. The rest is meant to be perceived and processed subconsciously.
One example Kilbourne cites is political advertising, where the cynical subtext undermines the entire process.
I would love to see a complete ban on all political advertising. Lots of coverage of the candidates and of their positions on various things, but not have them be sold like beer or like soap with these 30-second or 60-second spots. Because I think the ultimate impact, particularly of all these extraordinary attack ads, is to turn people off the whole process.
But she has no illusions that will change in the foreseeable future. Even more pervasive are the images and ideals of social behavior embedded in advertising, such as ultra-thin supermodels.
Why has the ideal of beauty gotten steadily thinner over the past 20 years? Where can it possibly end now that models are dying of anorexia and they literally can't get thin enough, so they're using Photoshop to make them look even thinner? Where does this come from, and who profits from it, and what kind of harm does it do to women?
As more and more marketing budgets target preteen and adolescent girls, Kilbourne says the negative consequences are mounting.
The American Psychological Association did a report the summer before last on the effects of sexualization on girls and found that the effects were devastating, that girls who are sexualized from a very young age tend to suffer more from depression, from eating disorders, and from a host of other problems.
Boys are affected, too, just in different ways.
First, in the ways that they learn to look at girls, but also there's enormous pressure on boys, little boys, to be sexually on the make or something long before that's appropriate, if it ever is.
Kilbourne brings her entertaining presentation about the effects and manipulations of advertising to Sonoma State tomorrow evening, where she says she, too, hopes to have an effect on the student audience.
I'm hoping to get them to think differently about a lot of these issues, to realize that the alcohol industry, for example, heavily targets college students and really wants college students to drink very heavily and ideally to become addicted, because that's where their future profits lie. Most college students don't know that that's what's happening or how much money is being spent targeting them or what the real goal is. So I'd like them to start thinking about that and ideally to get angry about it.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.